From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Every year, NPR's book critics and correspondents put together lists of recommendations, their favorite titles from the year across genres. Well, here's reviewer Annalee Neuritz with her top science fiction pick of the year.
2012 was a great year for science fiction that pushed boundaries. Books crossed genres. They veered into fantasy and literature. And political themes are making a comeback, too. A great example is 2312 by Kim Stanley Robinson. It's a space opera, and it's about what happens to humanity once we've conquered the solar system. So what happens? Well, China tries to engineer Venus so humans can live there. The outer planets fight over solar resources, and someone, or something, is destroying Mercury's biggest city. They're hurling millions of tiny meteorites at it, and nobody knows why. 2312 also manages to be a love story and a murder mystery. It follows a performance artist, a diplomat, a detective, and a scientist. They're all investigating what's happening on Mercury. And of course they stumble on something bigger. It's a book that's not ashamed to be utopian, but it feels plausible, too. 2312 explores what it means to be human. And that's something even non-science fiction fans can appreciate.
That was Annalee Neuritz, editor-in-chief of the website io9.com, which covers science fiction. Her pick of the year is 2312 by Kim Stanley Robinson. You can find a complete list of the year's best sci-fi at npr.org/bestbooks.